Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom and real-world solutions. Ever feel like you're on a runaway train? Life just whizzing by, leaving you with a to-do list longer than your arm and a sense that you're constantly playing catch-up? You're not alone. Today, we're diving into the life-changing power of present moment awareness, that superpower stoics have been mastering for centuries. Trust me, it's more than just some trendy mindfulness buzzword. This is about reclaiming your peace, sharpening your focus, and truly living in the now. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easy for you to say, Avery. You sound so zen. But honestly, I used to be a master of future worrying and past dwelling too. I'd spend my days chasing deadlines, stressing over what could happen, or replaying embarrassing moments like a broken record. But then I stumbled upon this stoic principle: focus on what you can control, which is right here, right now. And let me tell you, it was a game changer. So, how do we tap into this power of present moment awareness? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Ditch the autopilot. Our minds are notorious for wandering off on tangents, daydreaming about the weekend or replaying yesterday's drama. It's easy to just let life happen, on autopilot, but that means missing out on the beauty of each moment. Think of it like this. You wouldn't miss a sunrise because you were too busy thinking about your email inbox, right? So, why treat other moments any differently? 2. Engage your senses. We live in a world bursting with sensory experiences. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, the laughter of your loved ones. But how often do we truly experience these things? Make a conscious effort to engage your senses fully. Take a deep breath and notice the scent in the air. Listen to the sounds around you. Are there birds chirping, cars humming, or people chatting? 3. Mindfulness meditation. You don't need to become a monk to reap the benefits of meditation. Even a few minutes of focused breathing can work wonders. Simply find a quiet space, close your eyes, and focus on the rhythm of your breath. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to your breath. Think of it as mental exercise. The more you practice, the stronger your focus becomes. 4. Break the phone addiction. I get it, we're all glued to our screens. But constant notifications and social media scrolling can pull us away from the present moment like a siren song. Try setting aside specific times for checking your phone, and during other times, be fully present in whatever you're doing. Talking with a friend, reading a book, or even just enjoying a cup of tea. 5. Embrace imperfection. This one is crucial. Life isn't about achieving some flawless state of being. It's messy, it's unpredictable, and that's perfectly okay. When you let go of the need to control every outcome, you open yourself up to experiencing life fully, with all its ups and downs. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking through your favorite park. The sun is shining, birds are singing, and there's a gentle breeze rustling the leaves. Now, close your eyes for a moment and truly immerse yourself in those sensations. Can you feel the warmth of the sun on your skin? Hear the birds chirping? Smell the fresh air? See the vibrant colors around you? That's present moment awareness in action, savoring the beauty of the now without judgment or distraction. Now, imagine that same walk, but this time, you're glued to your phone, scrolling through social media and missing out on the entire experience. Which version sounds more enjoyable? Exactly. So, let's make a conscious effort to cultivate present moment awareness in our daily lives. It might take practice, but the rewards are immense: reduced stress, increased focus, deeper connections, and a greater appreciation for the simple joys of life. Remember, you don't have to be perfect. Just start small, focus on your breath for a few minutes each day, engage your senses fully when you eat or walk, and put down your phone more often. You got this. And as always, keep spreading that stoic love. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and action steps.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.